two for just 10 bucks. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just 10 bucks, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
The funerals are beginning for the American heroes who died in a military plane crash in the Mississippi Delta.
A large turnout expected at the high school football field in Colts Neck for a service. That's where Daniel Baldessari played football before joining the Marines. The 20-year-old spent some time living in Orangeburg, New York, before moving to Monmouth County, and hundreds lined the streets yesterday waving American flags as his body was escorted back to New Jersey. Baldessari, one of 16 killed when a military plane went down in Mississippi a couple weeks ago.
Well, you may think the U.S. government is corrupt, but China is setting a bit of a standard with hundreds of thousands being charged in corruption. Here's more on the story from Bill Zinfer.
According to the Central Commission for Discipline Inspection in China, 210,000 Chinese officials have been punished for corruption-related issues in the first half of this year. That includes 38 senior officials from ministries and provincial administrations. Chinese President Xi Jinping has made attacking corruption a central issue since taking leadership of the Communist Party, although critics say the anti-corruption campaign is an instrument used to silence Xi's political rivals.
Some Girl Scouts might need bigger sashes for their badges. The Girl Scouts are adding 23 new badges in science, technology, engineering, math, and the outdoors. The organization has been working with groups like the Society of Women Engineers in an effort to get more girls into those kinds of careers. Now the girls can earn their badges in everything from programming robots to designing model cars. USA Radio News.
Well, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom AmVets team really appreciate you joining us this fine day in America as we celebrate Frontlines of Freedom's 500th show. By the way, you may hear a few of the, well, goofs we've made in recording over the years, goofs that our editor cut out, but saved. I'm just warning you, if you hear something funny, that's what it is. Here's what we have for you this hour. We're going to start by learning about the AmVets Ladies Auxiliary as we talk with Carol King. Then we're going to review the movie Dunkirk, and I'll shoot the bull with my periodontist, who also happens to be an Army vet. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. Frontlines of Freedom is proud to be a part of the Eisenhower Center After the Impact team. They do really great things for our troops with traumatic brain injury. Yeah, they help professional athletes and first responders, too. I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time to meet Carol King. Carol works with an amazing group, the AmVets Ladies Auxiliary. Carol, I am constantly amazed at the number of things the Ladies Auxiliary does and how well they do things. So welcome to Front Lines of Freedom, Carol.
Thank you, Denny, and congratulations on your 500th show.
Yeah, it's amazing. I didn't think I was that old.
No. I think we all feel that way.
Yes. Carol, let's start with your background. What are your ties to the military? What got you into AMVETS?
Well, first of all, my father is a Korean War veteran and who's deceased, and then my husband, Jim King, is a former Marine. So that's my ties to AMVETS, Ladies Auxiliary. However, back in the 1970s, I worked for AMVETS when we were located on Rhode Island Avenue in Washington, D.C. I started as their receptionist, and then I went into their membership department. So my affiliation with AMVETS as an organization goes back almost 40 years.
Folks, I'm assuming that by now that you know, listeners, that the AMVETS is the only national veterans organization that is open to every person who has served honorably in our military, even if they served in the Guard or Reserves and were never deployed. I'm a life member because I feel that someone who serves our nation in the military is my brother or sister in arms, and it's not their fault that they served during a time of no combat or were not deployed. They were available if needed. That's all anybody can be. So, Carol, let's talk about the AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary. Give us a basic class on it. Who are they? What do they do? Who can join? Take us through it.
We are the wives, mothers, sisters, daughters, grandmothers of any eligible veteran. That's who we are. We are the ladies that are in your hometown schools working with children. We are the ladies that go out and promote Americanism to America's youth. We volunteer at VA hospitals, VA medical centers, the nursing homes, providing service and a smile to America's veterans.
Well, I know you guys do that because you're sort of nonstop. What is the relation? You talked about sisters, mothers, wives, cousins. How far out, you know, second cousins, how far out from a veteran can a lady be and still join the auxiliary?
The mothers, wives, widows, grandmothers, sisters, daughters, stepdaughters, and granddaughters of the American veteran and female veterans are eligible for membership in AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary. And I want to stress female veterans, even though they do, you know, generally they tend more to join AMVETS, but we do accept female veterans. And AMVETS was one of the first organizations to accept female veterans. So to me, that's a big selling point.
Well, that makes sense because ladies should have the choice of hanging around a primarily male or a primarily female group.
Right.
And they paid their dues, so why wouldn't they have a choice?
Absolutely.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're discussing the AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary as we talk with Carol King. Carol, what's your role now?
Currently, I am the National Executive Director for the Ladies Auxiliary. So I kind of run our office. I have two employees that, and we service over 40,000 members, where our membership is at this time. We do the membership cards. We have a website. Anything anybody needs, they come to us, and we do our best to make sure that their requests are taken care of. We're a liaison to our various departments or the various states where AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary has, we call them local auxiliaries, that work hand in hand with the AMVETS posts.
That makes sense. So you're a resource. If I were a lady and I were a member of in leadership at a post in an auxiliary, you're a resource I could go to if I needed information or that kind of thing, right?
Absolutely. And if generally what we do is we like to keep that quote-unquote chain of command. If you're calling me from Florida and you need something, I would refer you to the Department of Florida secretary or the, you know, membership
sure.
person, because then that way they can respond to your requests faster than I can.
Well, sure, they're more local, they understand the issues, but if it's more than they can handle, it works its way up the chain of command. That's a military thing, right?
Yes, sir.
Carol, you said you've got a website.
Our website is AMVETS.org.
That's way too simple. And AMVETS, A-M-V-E-T-S, A-U-X for auxiliary.
Right, dot org, O-R-G.
There it is.
And it's very user-friendly.
Carol, what key issues would you like our listeners to take away from this interview? What are the few things you'd like everybody to remember?
That we are all-inclusive, that if you meet our membership eligibility requirements, we've got a space for you. With one strong voice, we can accomplish a lot.
And that's absolutely true, but it takes strong voices. What's going to keep America going is when people who care about America get active and do something. Can't do everything, but you sure can do something. And this
yes,
is a
sir.
Good vehicle for ladies who wish to do that.
Absolutely.
Carol, thank you very much for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation's veterans and their ladies. Thank you for what you're doing for our country. Thank you for AMVET's Ladies Auxiliary.
Well, Denny, thank you for the opportunity to speak about AMVET's Ladies Auxiliary. And again, congratulations on your 500th show, and here's to 500 more.
Thank you, ma'am. I look forward to meeting with you at the National Convention.
I'll be looking for you. Take care.
Troops, as your ears will soon wish they had never heard, I love to sing, and I'm darn good at it, in my not-so-humble opinion. If you're going to be one, be a big red one.
If you're going to be one, you might as well be a big red one. Because we do all the fighting and Mac V has all the fun.
Michael, I'll sing to you while Bobby Skip's warm-up act here.
Last night as I lay on my pillow, last night as I lay on my bed, I stuck my feet out of the window, and now all my neighbors are dead. Bring back, oh, bring back my neighbors to me.
It's time for the Armed America Report. What do you have?
I have got all kinds of good stuff.
I've got sixpence.
No, that's
jolly,
not it.
Jolly sixpence. I've got sixpence to last me all my life. I've got tuppence to spend, tuppence to lend, and tuppence to send home to me wife.
Irish, you're Irish, wife. Aren't you?
I can keep singing if you...
Denny McGillum. Momentarily. There
on
it is.
Brave
it's in my
old
trash.
Army team. On to the fray.
Oh,
fight on to victory.
Someone,
or that's the fearless army way.
It. Someone save us.
The army team is the pride and dream of every heart and gray. The army line you'll ever find a terror in the fray. And when the team is fighting for the black and gray and gold,
let me get my
we're
computer.
Always here with song and cheer. And this is the tale we're told. The army team. Rah, 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 boom, on, brave old army team, on to the fray, fight on to
who
victory,
are you singing to?
For that's the fearless army way. You and Michael.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, we're going to review the movie Dunkirk. Then I'll shoot the bull with my periodontist, Kathleen Eisen, who served for quite a while as an army dentist. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, hit the deck and do an easy, slow 50 sit-ups. Let's build that six-pack. I'll be right back. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle factors that impact risk for cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease have been expanded, as reported at the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. These include declining speech patterns, different types of hospitalization, and hearing loss. A study of nearly 800 people in Wisconsin with a parental history of Alzheimer's found that those diagnosed with hearing loss were roughly three times as likely to have a mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to Alzheimer's. Dr. Keith Fargo is Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach at the Alzheimer's Association.
These findings suggest that in older adults, hearing loss could be an early indicator of cognitive decline. It's possible that identifying and treating hearing loss could be of real value in reducing the overall burden of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
If these new studies are confirmed, monitoring hearing loss and drops in speech complexity in people as they age may prove to be indicators of the need for cognitive evaluation. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans in your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. If you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Colonel Denny Gill, and thanks for joining us today on Front Lines of Freedom. AMVETS is the premier veteran service organization in America. Every person who has served honorably in our nation, active guard or reserve, is welcome to join me as an AMVET. Find more at AMVETS.org. Troops, I need to deal with an issue that a number of you have asked me about. Some challenged my ability to do math. It has to do with the fact that we celebrated our 10th anniversary the first weekend in June, and this show is our 500th show. The gist of the question is that Front Lines of Freedom is a weekly show. There are 52 weeks in a year, so 10 years should be 520 shows. So today's show should be something like our 527th. Okay, here's the story. Front Lines of Freedom began at Wood Radio 10 years ago, and it was a local show only. When a sporting event or something else bumped us, we didn't do a show that week. That went on for 20 months. Then, so the administrative issues caused us to leave Wood. At that point, I just had major surgery, and my wife was scheduled for some, so we took a couple of months off to heal. For 4 months, Front Lines of Freedom was our website and our e-newsletter only. At that point, we got back on the air, and it was at that point we started syndicating. Anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
The enemy tanks have stopped.
Why?
Why waste precious tanks when they can pick us off from the air like fish in a barrel?
There are 400,000 men on this beach.
Now it's time to welcome back to the show Kevin Carr from Fat Guys at the Movies. He is our official movie reviewer. Welcome aboard, friend.
Thank you so much, Colonel. And let me say congratulations on 500 episodes and happy 10-year anniversary. It's an honor to be here.
Hey, it's fun. As I mentioned, Kevin's our official movie reviewer, and there's a new military movie just out, Dunkirk. It's gotten some pretty good reviews. I haven't seen it yet. You have. Tell us about it, Kevin.
Well, Dunkirk's directed by Christopher Nolan, who's best known for doing the Dark Knight trilogy. You know, Batman Begins, The Dark Knight Rises. Most recently, he did Interstellar. So he's really kind of handled a lot of fantastic stories about space and superheroes and something a little more in the science fiction realm. Dunkirk is a bit of a departure for that, where he's telling the story of the evacuation of Dunkirk during World War II, before the Americans were completely brought in, and so it's all told from the perspective of mainly the British soldiers, 400,000 of them trapped on the beaches, trying to escape and get back home. There's also, of course, other soldiers that are involved, but it's mainly told from the British point of view. And it's basically a snapshot of what was happening and how the Axis were just sending bombing runs and everyone's just basically sitting ducks out there, and how they got, some civilian vessels, pleasure crafts and, you know, average everyday boats to help them out and get the evacuees off the beaches and try and save some British lives.
And, of course, they were successful. It was a successful evacuation, but it was mighty risky, dangerous, and done in a creative way. That's the tactical aspect of it. How about the movie aspect?
Well, the thing you need to know about this movie is it is Christopher Nolan doing a war film, but he's doing it from a very different approach. He's not telling it like giving the backstory of all the characters. He kind of drops you in right at the beginning of the evacuation. You don't get a real sense of character, which plays towards the chaos and the confusion of people who had boots on the ground at the time. Because even, you know, especially then, without any sort of digital communication centers, people didn't know what was going on. And Nolan uses that to sort of show the confusion. At its heart, it's really just showing the actual events, not what's leading up to. It's not a character-heavy movie, but it's also high on the special effects, using practical effects and soundtrack and visuals and sound. In a lot of ways, it's a great movie in that respect.
But it actually shows the confusion and, you know, who came up with the idea of using civilian craft, which were much shallower draft so they could get in closer and get more people off. And 1,000 little boats are a lot harder to shoot at than one big one for the Germans. There was a lot of really cool stuff that the British did while pulling it out of their ear. And that's displayed, apparently.
Well, not exactly. And that's the thing. That's actually one of my complaints about the movie. Is it has the spectacle, it has the scope, it has the danger, certainly. It has the action, and it has the reaction to the human element on the ground. You don't get a historical context from the movie. And Nolan's not trying to give that, but you don't get that. You don't get the back home people making the plan. You get a couple notes aside here and there from commanders, but you don't have the character or historical context. And I guess that's kind of part of his point, is to drop you into the confusion, and in a lot of ways told from the perspective of the people being evacuated, who, you know, they don't brief everybody on that. They just get them off the beach.
But I guess to go to the bottom line here, if you want to see what it was like to go through an incredibly confusing time at the beginning of World War II, the British were trying to retreat to get back to England off the French coast in the area of Dunkirk. If you want to see that, you can step into the confusion that the average Brit was going through. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely, especially the people on the ground. And actually a really good performance as well by Mark Rylance, who recently won an Academy Award for his work on Bridge of Spies. He plays one of the pleasure boat operators who is out there with his son trying to help out and do what he can as a British citizen. That's really where the character heart comes in, is his performance, and that helps. But, yeah, you're right. It's a very narrow look at it, but it has a lot of scope. And you see it from three different angles, not just the beach, but from the boat perspective, from the sea perspective, and also from the fighter pilot's perspective, the few fighter pilots the British could spare to protect the people on the beach from bombing runs.
Well, I think that says it. Kevin, thank you for taking time to join us today. Kevin Carr from Fat Guys at the Movies. Thank you for being a member of our team and for sharing those insights today. I appreciate you, brother.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Traumatic brain injury occurs when the brain is severely injured as a result of impacts. The Eisenhower Center is the leader in helping those with TBI get their lives back. Anyone suffering from TBI can be helped. Check EisenhowerCenter.com. You know, folks, we record our shows in busy downtown high-rise, and even soundproof walls can't eliminate the inevitable distraction. It's all a part of the fun of being on radio.
Make it a habit to lock your door the moment you enter it and the door closes. One of those days.
Yes.
Submarine fired the last torpedo of World War I as Germany ceased its... I hope they can't hear that. All right. I'm going to try this one last time. It must be construction.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see what happens. On 21 October 1918,
the first victim had just...
Hey, Mike, save that one for the bloopers.
Coming up next on Front Lines of Freedom, I'll shoot the bull with an Army vet dentist. We've never talked with one of these before. Then we're going to open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops do 20 pull-ups, nice and slow, then take a break and do 20 more, then stand at ease, but stay in the area. In accordance with the U.S. flag code, all Spartan Nash retail stores collect customers' old, worn, faded, and or frayed American flags. In partnership with local veterans groups, we properly retire the flags we collect, a program we have offered since Veterans Day in 2015.
It's part of Spartan Nash's commitment to patriotism and serving our military heroes and their families.
To find a store near you, visit SpartanNash.com.
If you're a veteran looking to file for your service-connected benefits through the Department of Veterans Affairs, don't go it alone. AmVet's highly trained service officers stand ready to walk you through the process at VA regional offices around the country. AmVet's can offer you the advice you need to finally receive all your earned benefits. In 2009 alone, AmVet's helped process more than 65,000 claims and appeals, securing more than $410 million in benefits. To find your nearest AmVet service officer or to learn more, visit amvets.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Any senator who votes against starting debate is telling America that you are fine with the Obamacare nightmare, which is what it is.
President Trump getting aggressive with senators who are going to be voting on whether to open up debate on a full repeal of Obamacare.
Every member of the Senate, I say this, the American people have waited long enough. There's been enough talk and no action. Now is the time for action.
Former Trump presidential campaign chief Paul Manafort now facing a subpoena to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley announced the release of the subpoena. They were negotiating with Manafort's lawyers about testimony before the committee, but the talks broke down. The negotiations were over the parameters of Manafort's cooperation. He was scheduled to appear before the committee tomorrow. That's likely to change. President Trump's son-in-law and top advisor Jared Kushner met today with the House Intelligence Committee. USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunter County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunter and Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Front Lines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember, and their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. If you know someone who died while serving our nation, contact Honor and Remember so they can be honored. It's honorandremember.org. Now we get to shoot the bull with a great Army veteran, Dr. Kathleen Eisen. She served for quite a while as an Army dentist, as did her husband. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Kathleen.
Thanks, Denny. It's a privilege and an honor to be here. Thank you for having me.
Kathleen, where did your interest in dentistry come from? Is that something, a family tradition, or you just always like looking in people's mouths? Where did that happen?
No, it's an unfortunate situation now. That's all I do. But no, I'm kidding. Actually, it's funny because, you know, when you start out as a kiddo, everybody's asking you, hey, what do you want to be? That's what I do now when I ask my son, what do you want to be? Well, maybe a pro golfer or maybe a soccer player. I don't know. So basically, from the time I was 12, I would say, I always tell my mom and dad, you know, I want to be a doctor one day. I just want to be a doctor one day. And I think a lot of that basically stemmed from my passion to, you know, want to help other people, make them feel better about themselves. And I really feel that really originated from my mom and dad. They're just really loving, giving people, as was my grandmother. And so that's probably where that developed. And that just kind of becomes your MO. I want to be a doctor one day. But, you know, honestly, I really didn't consider dentistry until I was in college. Basically, I had some of my own dental needs that I had taken care of by, you know, a very, very caring dentist. And I remember asking him what he liked most about being a dentist. So he answered that basically that kind of like the happiness that he received from dentistry, you know, it wasn't anything monetary. It was really, it came from not only restoring the health of his patients, but through the dental treatment, he was able to restore their self-esteem, their self-confidence, because many of these patients could now smile without feeling pain or feeling the embarrassment and even more so judgment from others who don't know you but judge you because of your poor dentition. So that's when I really felt that's what I want to do. And, you know, there's a lot of other things that are great about dentistry. You can be your own boss, and there's an artistic bent definitely to dentistry, which I love because that's one of my other passions, drawing art. And really it's an art form. I mean, going back to Michelangelo and all that, means body is an art form, and you want to restore it as best you possibly can. So that's where that came from.
Well, that makes sense. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom, and we're shooting the bull with Dr. Kathleen Eisen. So how did Mother Army get involved in this?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have nobody in our family. No one in my family is a dentist, and nobody is in the Army. Actually, there was probably more of an aversion to me even thinking about the Army, but quite frankly, joining the Army was really a matter of a necessity for me. I worked probably since I was about 13, either in and out of my dad's office, he was a travel agent, and multiple jobs, doing all the jobs that one hates to do in factories and such, and I knew that I would have to do that through high school and also through college to pay for my education. And so I was attending a private university in Chicago and still even working 40 hours a week, which is really tough if you want to do well in school. That at that time, the tuition wasn't doable for me. I wasn't really one that could qualify for the amount of grants and loans that I needed to stay at that university. And so it just happened that one day, kind of like serendipitously, I came across, you know, the school union, came across a recruiting officer, and I just sat and kind of looked at their posters and was chatting longer than I thought I would for a couple hours or so. And he had mentioned that, you know, I could potentially finish school and stay here. You should try and get accepted with an ROTC scholarship. Okay, and so I thought, that is a great idea. And I was so gung-ho about it, and I talked to my parents about it. And like, you know, Kathleen, not only no, but H-E double hockey sticks, no. And I thought, well, you know, I'm sorry, last I checked, because I was a little bit of a you know, that's great that you don't want me to go, but, you know, we don't have funding, so I'm going to find a way to do what I need to do. So, and, you know, 18, you're an adult, so I just, you know, raised my hand, signed out the dotted line, applied for the ROTC scholarship, and much to my mom and dad's chagrin, got the scholarship. But, you know, and it took a while for them to really embrace that. And I think, too, just because of their upbringing and, you know, their age and, you know, the Vietnam thing, you know, a lot of that was going on. And
Yes, indeed.
It's just you don't have that same sense or surge of patriotism back then that you do, I see now, and embracing our military brothers and sisters. I just didn't feel that even when I was going through ROTC, but it's vastly different now. And I will share with you, too, I went through the ROTC program in a very urban area, which was like, what the heck is that? And why is that person going to school in, you know, camo and army boots? So it was just a little different, but it was fine over time. And I never had I always loved it. You know, ROTC was just part of who I was. And so basically I had gotten the scholarship and I was accepted, and knowing that upon graduation I would have to pay back time, you know, with service and as an active duty officer, and it was imperative that I get into dental school, because if I wasn't going to be getting into dental school, I would have to be doing something different, clearly in the Army, but nevertheless. So it drove me even more to make sure that I did well so I could do that. So basically that's history after that. And, you know, basically going through the schools and the trials and tribulations, and that is something that, kind of talk about out of the frying pan and into the fire, it really kind of molds you into a completely different human being, in a good way, I have to tell you. So,
I believe it. And we're about out of time. You met your husband, who was also an Army dentist. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I did.
I'm going to have the two of you back on to talk about what it's like being on active duty as a dentist and being married and the separation, because that's a whole nother story too, isn't it?
It is. It's been great, and it's been a wonderful opportunity. We wouldn't do it any differently. Our experiences in the Army, I think, have made us the people that we are, and it's, like I said, the best decision that I have ever made, really, was to do that.
Well, Kathleen is, if you don't know this, though, Kathleen is my periodontist, and she practices in Grand Rapids, Michigan. How can people reach you if they want to, Kathleen?
Thanks, Denny. You can clearly find us online at Eisen, E-I-S-I-N, Perio, P-E-R-I-O.com. We're always available.
Kathleen, thank you for taking
you
the time
bet.
To join us today. And thank you for your service to our nation, and thank you for your service to my mouth.
And thank you for your service. It was my honor and my pleasure. Thank you so much for just having the opportunity to chat with everybody out there.
Troops, whenever I'm not in the studio, for whatever reason, things get a little weird.
The colonel is outside taking an unauthorized phone call. How are my sound levels? How do you like my squeaky chair? Take your time, Denny. Whenever it's convenient for you. There's no hurry. Okay, stop talking. He's back in now.
That was Amvets.
Oh,
I
was
had to take that call. All right. If you just start reading right there, I never paused anything. You just start right there.
Okay.
And we'll continue.
Following the directions. On 23 May 1900.
And in this story, the man in the bathroom stall committed two firearm safety infractions. Number one, he put his finger on the trigger before he was ready to shoot. And number two, I shouldn't say number one and number two when I'm talking about the bathroom.
Actually, you definitely should.
Okay. Follow this simple process and your gun will never discharge when you least... Oh, my God. It's happening again.
Oh, this is a great story.
Wait,
I love it.
What happens when the colonel's gone? No work gets done.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some weights. 100 pounds should do it. Do a couple dozen bench presses, then stand at ease.
Under 30 horsepower diesel tractors are in high demand. Yanmar meets this demand with the powerful SA series that go above and beyond ordinary tractors with the famously reliable Yanmar engine. When it comes to compact tractors, 35 horsepower is the just right size for many people. The Yanmar Model YT235 tractor fits the bill. Open platform or factory cab, the YT235 is your best choice to put a famous Yanmar diesel engine to work on your land. Look to the Yanmar YT3 series for the best over 45 horsepower compact tractor. Only the YT3 Yanmar tractors can increase your productivity and time savings with the unique, proven, and reliable IHMT transmission. From subcompact 21 horsepower to 59 acre-eating horsepower, Yanmar provides you with powerful tractors and matching attachments for the whole range of compact tractor tasks. More information at yanmartractor.com. That's yanmartractor.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillen. This is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, if you want to learn more about the wonderful things the Eisenhower Center and After the Impact does for our troops and others who have TBI, maybe someone you know, check EisenhowerCenter.com. Okay, team, let's open the mailbag. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Please send your thoughts to me at Danny@FrontlinesOfFreedom.com or on Facebook. Hey, Skip, what's first?
John from New Jersey wrote that it's clear that Ambassador Bolton believes that we should have a military presence in Syria, but he's not sure he understands why.
John, it's because the potential for some very evil folks like Iran or ISIS just might end up in control, and we certainly don't want that. If we keep forces there, we can participate in whatever final solution evolves.
Pete was very impressed with the LPGA event taking care of female veterans. The event happened in Michigan, and the Eisenhower Center is located there. Is their focus mainly on people from Michigan?
Pete, no. The Eisenhower Center treats people from all over the nation. They do have a second center in Florida and plans for two more in other states. The focus of the After the Impact program is veterans, professional athletes, and first responders. The center treats everyone. Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, I was thinking about my time at the University of Texas at El Paso. The Army sent me to UTEP to get a master's degree in political science with a focus on international relations. I've been out of West Point for 5 years, so I wasn't sure how well I'd do back in the academic world. Most of my peers were kids who just finished their bachelor's degree, had not left academia, and had not been out in the real world. I found that my maturity, such as it was, made up for the rusty study habits. Anyway, I was approaching the point where I was going to have to present and defend my thesis, and I was, well, nervous. Okay. I wasn't sure how to prepare, so I found a fellow student closer to my age who seemed to be a perpetual student. He was married and had a job but stayed in school. I asked him if he'd be willing to tutor me. He was willing and asked if I could teach him calculus. He was going to need it for something in his program. Well, since my bachelor's degree was in engineering and I had lots of math, I agreed. I went to a math department and found a professor who had an extra calculus book. He gave it to me. I took it home. I couldn't even get through chapter one. It was all Greek to me. After several false starts, I gave up. I went to my friend and told him that I must have done a really good job of flushing all the knowledge I'd gained in college because I couldn't help him at all. I did give him the textbook. He was so pleased to get a free book, he said he'd teach himself and still mentor me. It worked. I survived the thesis defense and got my degree. The moral of this story is, if you want help in calculus, don't ask me.
Well, Colonel, the secondary moral is don't ask Skip either. I flunked algebra not once, but three times.
Okay. Well, then you hold the record right now.
I could never understand. I mean, numbers, I can do numbers. I can do letters. But when you combine the numbers and the letters, I can't get past, why are we mixing up numbers and letters?
Yeah, math is crazy. Yeah. You know, pi r squared. Pi r squared, pi r round.
Yes, and we eat it.
Yeah. Anyway, it's time for military history. Lead out, brother.
Okay. On 25 July 1814, during the War of 1812, U.S. General Jacob Brown, having won a victory at Chippewa on July 5th, confronted by an advancing British army, retreated toward Fort Erie. Brown decided to offer battle at Lundy's Lane due to the lay of the land. After several hours of fighting, the costliest of any in that war, our forces withdrew to Fort Erie and later back across the river into New York. British losses totaled 876 men, while American losses were 859 men. While most of our units were regular army, there were some state militias. Though the militia didn't play an important role, being part of the reserve, its presence was significant. There were instances where the militia of one state refused to cross a state line to serve in defending their neighbors. These actions would be found to various degrees until passage of the 1903 Militia Act brought the militia, now National Guard, under federal control in time of war.
You know, it makes sense that if you joined the militia in your state to protect your state, that's what you want to do. It's sort of like if you joined the Army to protect your country, the United States of America, and they want you to go work for the UN somewhere or something like that. So there's some logic here.
Yeah. Well, and still back in 1812, you know, originally during the American Revolution, all these states, they weren't states. They saw themselves as separate sovereign countries.
Yes, that's true.
So this was still a holdover from that.
That's logical. Nonetheless, it must have worked because we won that war too. And on 25 July 1864, boats from USS Hartford, Mongolia, and Chibego, commanded by Rear Admiral Farragut's Flag Lieutenant J.C. Watson, reconnoitered the Mobile Bay area in an attempt to discover what type and number of water mines, called torpedoes, laid by Confederates off Fort Morgan. They located and cut loose many of the torpedoes. The hazardous work was indispensable to the success of the Navy's coming operations against Mobile. Several similar night operations were conducted.
I remember what his famous quote, he was reputed to have said, "Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead."
Yes.
When I was in high school, I remember reading that and thinking, did they have submarines back then? I just associated torpedoes with submarines.
And most people did, until we learned that that's what they called water mines back then. And maybe he should have said, darn the torpedoes.
Yeah. At least for radio.
Yes.
On 25 July 1866, the rank of admiral was created. David Farragut was appointed the first admiral in the U.S. Navy. and Ulysses Grant was named General of the Army, the first officer to hold the rank.
Well, since we had the biggest military we'd ever had during the Civil War and fighting the most intense war, it would be logical that we would have more senior officers, and certainly an admiral for our whole Navy makes sense.
Well, and I loved that guy. I loved reading and studying about him because he was a very colorful character, and I don't like boring people. He was very colorful. I liked him.
He was indeed colorful. And that's military history. Skip, it's time for the Armed America Report. What you have, friend?
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And, of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, sometimes words are enough when an armed citizen is confronting a troublemaker. In Salt Lake City, a homeowner said the magic words, "I have a gun," and scared off two burglary suspects. A man and his wife were awakened by the sound of their garage alarm going off around 3:30 a.m. The male resident got his gun and went out to see what was happening. He saw a stranger inside the car in the garage and asked what the man was doing. The suspect's accomplice, who had been waiting in a getaway car, noticed his buddy was being confronted and approached on foot. At that point, the homeowner said he was armed, and both suspects scampered off.
Thanks, Colonel. There's a lot we can talk about here, but let's start with the decision to leave the safety of your locked home to look for invaders in your garage. While I applaud the outcome of this altercation, I don't think it was a wise or necessary action on the part of this homeowner. In general, it's not a good idea to look for trouble. That doesn't mean you have to let burglars steal your car from your garage or other valuables, but there are several things you can do short of confronting a home invader. First, arm yourself and then call 911 and get the police on the way. Everyone likes the cavalry, and it's just a good idea to have armed, trained backup to help you out. Second, if you know invaders are inside your home, you should stay inside your safe room, which is typically your master bedroom. Don't wander around the house looking for a confrontation. Once you start walking around, you could be ambushed. It's a better idea to wait inside your master bedroom with your gun behind cover with police dispatch on the line. That way the bad guy has to look for you, and you maintain the element of surprise. Third, if the bad guys are outside and you can safely videotape them or snap pictures, then by all means do so. But stay discreet and hidden. This photo evidence makes it much easier for the prosecutor to convict them after the crime. Finally, stay on the line with dispatch and inside your safe room until the police arrive. Do not approach the police until instructed by dispatch, as the responding officer will treat everyone they meet as hostile. Always have a plan to protect your home, but do it wisely and safely.
Amen, brother. Our book giveaway this week is David Dougherty's The Politically Incorrect Guide to the American Revolution. To get in on the drawing, email me, denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com, and put The American Revolution in the subject line. Next week on Front Lines of Freedom, we'll talk with Elaine Donnelly. She heads the Center for Military Readiness. We're going to discuss the impact on combat readiness of our military of transgender soldiers, some of whom are now on active duty, and more are being considered to be allowed on active duty. We'll also talk with Jacob Richmond. He's an active duty Air Force guy who has written an incredible novel, The Love of Fury, which I just think you'll really enjoy. And finally, we'll talk with Jim Pigeon. He's the past AMVETS commander. He does 22 push-ups every day and has for an awful long time, reminding us and drawing attention to the fact that we're losing 22 veterans every day to suicide. Troops, if you are a vet you know needs help finding a job, there's real help available. Go to the AMVETS Career Center. Find it at amvets.org.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Front Lines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And a few of your friends at Guard, KP, or other duties that force you to miss any part of this show. Hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes for our 500th show on Front Lines of Freedom. I hope you enjoyed hearing the comments that were made during the preparation of other shows that never got on air before. We may do this again. Join me next week for military and veteran information that you won't get anywhere else on the Front Lines of Freedom. Dismissed.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans in your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. If you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Any senator who votes against starting debate is telling America that you are fine with the Obamacare nightmare, which is what it is.
President Trump getting aggressive with senators who are going to be voting on whether to open up debate on a full repeal of Obamacare.
Every member of the Senate, I say this, the American people have waited long enough. There's been enough talk and no action. Now is the time for action.
Former Trump presidential campaign chief Paul Manafort now facing a subpoena to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley announced the release of the subpoena. They were negotiating with Manafort's lawyers about testimony before the committee, but the talks broke down. The negotiations were over the parameters of Manafort's cooperation. He was scheduled to appear before the committee tomorrow, but that's likely to change. President Trump's son-in-law and top advisor Jared Kushner met today with the House Intelligence Committee. USA Radio News.
We all need to take care of our hearts. And the best way to do that is with Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 from Life Extension. It's a powerful antioxidant that supports heart health. CoQ10 is also essential to cellular energy production. The energy-producing mitochondria inside your cells need CoQ10 to power essential organs like your heart and brain. And Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 absorbs better than other CoQ10 supplements. And now you can get Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 at half off, plus a complimentary bottle of vitamin D3, also from Life Extension. And, of course, free shipping and handling on both of these vital supplements. Just call toll-free 1-855-870-6622. That's 1-855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases.
One congressman says the now openly liberal bias in major press outlets is hampering the White House from getting their message to the American people. Representative Louie Gohmert appeared on Trending Today USA and placed the blame on any misconceptions Americans have on GOP plans squarely on the biased media.
It's because the mainstream media is totally they're totally sold out to the Democrats. They become so partisan. They're not interested in helping America with their health care. They're interested in getting Democrats back in the majority.
Gohmert said the GOP needs to focus on getting the word out in media outlets that have proven track records of truth and not Democratic Party spin. U.S. officials are confirming a U.S. ship has fired warning shots toward an Iranian vessel in the Persian Gulf. The USS Thunderbolt fired the shots when the Iranians ignored radio calls, flares, and warning sirens and came with 150 yards of the U.S. ship. An official told Reuters the Iranian vessel appeared to be from the country's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. USA Radio News.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
A memorial to Emmett Till being rededicated today in a ceremony in Mississippi.
If his life hadn't been cut short in Mississippi when he was just a teenager, he would have been 76 years old today.
And his name was Emmett Till.
And this morning, in the Delta, where he was murdered, the historical marker that tells Emmett Till's story is being rededicated after it was vandalized last month.
We've made a very quick...